VOA News. Gunmen launched an attack on a training center on the grounds of Afghanistan's intelligence service in Kabul Thursday, a day after dozens of people were killed in an assault on an educational institution in the capital. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for both attacks. An advisor to the Minister of Interior told VOA that four suicide attackers were involved in the incident on Thursday. He said one bomber exploded himself and three others were killed in fighting with security forces. Turkey has raised tariffs of over $500 million in goods imported from the United States, including vehicles, alcohol, coal, rice, and cosmetics. Last Friday, the U.S. doubled tariffs on Turkish steel and aluminum exports. On Thursday, during a cabinet meeting, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released from house arrest. China is sending a trade negotiator to the United States in a renewed effort to end a worsening tariff dispute that has raised fears it will affect global economic growth. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shakili reports.
The Commerce Ministry has announced that the delegation led by Deputy Commerce Minister will visit Washington in late August to discuss issues of mutual concern. It gave no details of a possible agenda. The two governments are poised to impose a new round of tariff hikes on $16 billion of each other's goods next week in the worsening conflict over Beijing's technology policy. This month's meeting would be the first between senior U.S. and Chinese officials since the talks in Beijing on the 3rd of June, which ended with no settlement. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A judge in Malaysia has ordered two women on trial for the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother to present a defense. This is VOA News. Rescuers continue their search for possible survivors and bodies of victims of Tuesday's highway bridge collapse in Italy. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
The city of Genoa's chief prosecutor has said there may still be 10 to 20 people missing and not all the recovered bodies have been identified. Sniffer dogs and large earth movers are being used to search around large chunks of concrete in the debris of the collapsed bridge. Family members of those unaccounted for still hope a miracle may have kept their loved ones alive. Meanwhile, hundreds of people have been evacuated from homes near parts of the bridge left standing, and we're told they may never be able to go back to their homes. Authorities said the homes might have to be torn down, along with the remaining bridge, which will then be rebuilt. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The death toll now stands at 38, but officials say some people are still unaccounted for, and no one is prepared to call off the search and rescue operation. Medical workers are fleeing hospitals in Cameroon's troubled English-speaking regions after attacks this month killed several nurses and left many wounded. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Bamenda in northwest Cameroon.
The Cameroon Medical Council says due to the ongoing conflict, the exact number of medical staff who have fled the two volatile regions is unknown. Governor Bernard Okalia-Bilai of the English-speaking Southwest region is calling on them to return. He says convincing hospital staff to return is not easy because of the trauma inflicted on them and the population by armed groups. He says all political leaders and civil society groups should educate runaway staff to return, especially, he says, now that the military is protecting medical facilities. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Bamenda, northwestern Cameroon.
President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita of Mali has won a landslide victory in the West African nation's presidential runoff election. Turnout in the runoff vote was 34% as voters stayed away because of threats of violence by jihadist militants. Official results announced Thursday revealed Keita won Sunday's second round of voting, soundly beating challenger and opposition leader Somalia Cisse. And the sad news, the American singer Aretha Franklin died Thursday of cancer. She was known as the Queen of Soul. Aretha Franklin was 76 years old. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.